With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
What is going on, everyone? I hope you're all doing well. Welcome back to my channel and welcome to the first upload of 2023. Now, I hope you guys had an unreal end to your year, a fantastic New Year's Eve. I know I did, maybe a bit too much fun. I mean, look at this picture if you're on YouTube. It's an interesting one. I'll give you that. Now, whatever your definition of fun may be, I admit a topless selfie is a weird one. I hope you had more fun than the bartender in today's first Entitled People story. So you get two New Year's Eve celebrations and I get none? I am a bartender. Obviously, when you sign up to be one, you have to commit to busy periods. Christmas, New Year's Eve, Halloween, etc. I don't mind working these. I was rotated on to work New Year's Eve, and whilst I did enjoy the shift, I couldn't exactly celebrate the new year. However, in my city, there's a bar that does a bartender's ball on the 1st of January every year. So all bartenders that work New Year's Eve can have their own celebration, do a fake countdown at midnight, get drunk, etc. I was going to attend the bartender's ball, seeing as I didn't get New Year's Eve off. But I was rotated on an early shift today. I figured there's no point in me going if I can't drink and have to be home by 2 a.m. So I looked at swapping my shift. One of my co-workers said she's happy to swap with me. She was off for New Year's Eve, meaning she's already celebrated and I can have my own celebration. It's a win-win. We both get to party in our own way. She tells me over and over that she's happy to swap, but when it comes time to swap the shift, suddenly she can't do it because she needs to take care of her child. Okay, I wouldn't mind that. If it were true. I don't get to enjoy New Year's Eve, and now nor do I go to Bartender's Ball. But she does. She has New Year's Eve off, and she decides to attend Bartender's Ball rather than going home to her child like she planned. She comes into work today and has the nerve to try and talk to me about it. You should have come. Yeah, well, I would have if you actually went home to your child and swapped the shift with me. I get that I'm not entitled to a shift swap, but don't use the I need to take care of my child card and then not take care of them. No idea what happened to the kid. She was probably dumped on her grandmother like she always is. I'm just fuming that my coworker got two New Year's Eve celebrations and I got nothing. Now, this is just inherently selfish. I mean, come on, this is absolutely ridiculous. So entitled. I agree. If genuinely she had to go and sort out her child and that was the reason why she could no longer, you know, swap her shifts with you and she was apologetic about it, I would say it's a shame, but it happens. But the fact that she's lying about it, I can't get behind that. It's an absolute disgrace. You have to go and talk to your manager and make sure this cannot happen again because this is so unfair. She gets two of the biggest nights of the year off, one that is maybe the biggest night apart from Christmas Day and another that's a massive night for you and bartenders across the country and maybe the world, I don't know. And you get nothing? That is criminal. My mother's behavior towards mine and my girlfriend's baby on the way. I'm seriously struggling at the minute. Me and my girlfriend have a baby on the way, with not much time to go now before he's due. This will be mum's first grandchild, and I appreciate she's super excited, but she's being too controlling and overprotective. Quite early on, she was just bombarding us with names that either myself or girlfriend didn't like. She took offense to it and started accusing my girlfriend of being too fussy and controlling, slash not giving me a choice. For me, a lot of these names were associated with people I've met in my life and had bad experiences with. And my girlfriend works in a nursery and had seen many kids over the years with most of the names who've been either dirty, not looked after properly, or really naughty children that she didn't want to associate with naming her child, which I'm completely with. She eventually calmed this down. Until recently, I had a Christmas present for my girlfriend delivered to my mum's, as nobody would be in at my home. She decided to wrap it and write a label on it as being from Bump, which I politely asked her not to do as I didn't like it. I said it's a nice thought, but it's different next year when he's born, but not whilst he's still cooking away. Mum threw a big strop over it, accused me of being selfish and ungrateful. All the names under the sun, basically. And for what? Me saying I didn't like a Christmas tag? Then over the Christmas period, we've both agreed on a name that we both really like. Mum's decided she hates it though, and is since bombarding us with new name suggestions, trying to deter us away from it. I don't know if this post makes me sound petty, but it's becoming so stressful for me and my girlfriend. It's our baby, and my mum's behaving like it's hers. She wants to pick the name. It's everyone's fault if we don't like the name she suggests. World War 3 for liking a name she doesn't. Both my grandma and stepdad even think she's being controlling and acting like the baby is hers. But if either say anything to her, she'll just shut them both down and kick off. My grandma fears for the baby's safety in my mum's hands. She just seems really unstable. My grandma has dementia and mum won't even care for her or visit unless my stepdad forces her to. Her number one focus is baby, and it's getting too much. She's behaving stupidly entitled. Yeah, I think the most telling thing here is that your own grandmother is saying these things about her daughter, saying that she doesn't think that your child is going to be safe in your mum's hands. That is potentially the biggest red flag I've ever seen with any grandmother-to-be. Scary. And also, this post is not petty at all. If it's becoming that stressful for you and your girlfriend that you're this worried, you're posting on Reddit, your grandma is saying these things about your own mother, that's a terrifying spot to be in. And yeah, you need to do something about it, or at least put some measures in place to make sure that your mum can have no more influence than she's already had. Now, before we get into our next story, I have a very special announcement for you. After an insane amount of demand from you guys, I'm delighted to say that I've released some limited edition Not Today Karen merch. Picture this, you're out and about in the street and a wild Karen appears and starts confronting you. What do you do? Well, normally you have to talk to a witch like this. However, get one of these t-shirts or hoodies on, and all you have to do is simply point to it, laugh, and walk away. How easy is that? The link is down in the description if you like what you see. Go ahead, check the stuff out. I think they'd make a great Christmas present or even just a little gift for yourself. As always, it's official stuff from the very best supplier, so the quality is unmatched, and it's one of the best ways to support me and the channel. With that being said, let's carry on. Entitled brother-in-law hates me, but also thinks I'm going to get him a fancy job or a promotion. My significant other's brother is trying to reconcile with his family after years of estrangement. The reasons behind it are irrelevant to this story, and the explanation is too long to write out. For purposes of this post, let's just say that there was an innocent misunderstanding that caused a bad reaction from both my brother-in-law and the family. But my brother-in-law was ultimately to blame for the whole thing and had the very worst reaction possible. He admits that he was wrong, and the family owns their mistakes that are much more understandable and well-intentioned in my opinion. Everyone has apologized sincerely, and they're working on the relationship. Each family member had been texting and later calling him. I only met him once briefly before the big blow-up, so we didn't have a relationship. He was invited to Christmas, which both my SO and I were worried about, but we still went to his aunt's house. Everything went well between my brother-in-law and the family, and I was so relieved and happy to see that. His wife and stepkids were very nice and seemed much more comfortable with us than him. Everyone liked them right away. The only problem is that he hates me. We work in the same industry, but I'm several rungs above him and 5 years younger. He asked around about me after he found out what I do, and it turns out that I used to be my brother-in-law's current boss's boss a few years ago. The thing is that I have a natural ability, for which I take no credit since I'm simply lucky enough to have been born with it, that makes my job much easier. There are only a few of us in our industry. He has to work harder for the same result. It's not fair, but it's also not my fault. This man spent 3 hours looking at me like I just killed his family. My SO says he's insanely competitive and absolutely seething because he can't really say much to me without coming off like the jerk he really is. I probably make double his salary, which annoys him as well. My SO isn't optimistic about this reconciliation and is worried that my brother-in-law will hurt his mum and aunt again. He's convinced that he's going to crawl back because they're both in their 90s now, and he's hoping for an inheritance. We bought his mum's house and there isn't much else to inherit. I don't know my brother-in-law well enough myself to determine if he's actually that type of person, but I've also got no reason to doubt my significant other. My brother-in-law told my significant other that he wanted me to get him hired with one of my clients or recommend to his boss that he get a promotion and a raise. My SO told him to ask me himself, but according to him, my brother-in-law never would because that would be admitting that he needs my help and that he's beneath me. He would have to show me his work, which would be demeaning apparently. Let's hope he's right. I'm happy to have a hi, how are you, nice weather we're having, bye type of relationship because he's my SO's brother, but I'm not sticking my neck out for this jerk. Obviously, I will never say one word about work in his presence. Here's to hopefully seeing very little of him in 2023. Yeah, no real surprises here. Of course, your brother-in-law, who hates you, wants to get a promotion through you that he hasn't earned and has no real right to even ask you for in the first place. Doesn't really surprise me at all. That is literally the epitome of this subreddit. I mean, this opinion of mine is just compounded by the fact that he's only coming back into your family's lives when he thinks that someone might die and he wants a little bit of money. If that doesn't just show how entitled he is, I don't know what does. Give me your property. You don't need it right now. And the unexpected MVPs. I thought stores would be closed off or working much shorter hours during the holidays. Once I got to the store, I saw that I was, sadly for the people working there, mostly wrong. But that meant I would not need to buy as much as I initially thought. I brought with me 3 reusable shopping bags, but I ended up needing just one. While I can't say I have an emotional attachment to their bags, I do like them very much. I bought them because I love the design, colour, and print on them, and gave a bit more money than one would buying reusable shopping bags in the grocery store. They're nice, practical, and I like them. I finished loading my stuff onto the conveyor belt at the cash register and put the separator so that the person behind me does not waste time but start uploading their haul. Last, I put my 3 bags on top of my stuff because I had them in the shopping cart while I was picking stuff up. While I'm fishing out my wallet from my purse, I catch a flash of colour in my periphery. I look up and see the woman behind me reach over and take 2 of my bags. Confused, I stutter. Excuse me, those are not store bags. Those are my own property. Please give them back to me. I know these are not the store ones. I'm not an idiot. This store has red bags with their logo on them. Then why are you taking my property? You don't need all of them. Your groceries will fit nicely into just that one. I need these. Mind your own business and stop making a scene. Now I'm confused and getting irritated. I'm making a scene for confronting her politely about taking my stuff. But before I can even react, the older gentleman who was a customer before me in the line and has just finished paying his bill, as well as the cashier, round on this woman. You will give her back her property or I will have the security escort you out, says the cashier. How dare you behave as you are the one being inconvenienced? You take this girl's property and tell her she doesn't need it and should not resist you? If you need reusable bags, just buy them for yourself, says the man. The woman starts huffing and puffing. Now, wait just a minute. Why are you all making such a scene? The cashier all but yells. Now, I'm not negotiating or listening to you. Taking the property of others is stealing, no matter how you try and reason it. The cashier then picks up a mic and calls security to the register and looks at the entitled woman sternly. So, what will it be? The woman gives me back my bags while mumbling something about, it's just a few worthless bags. I thank the cashier and the old man and go on my merry way. I didn't do much but stand my ground, but the cashier and the old man were the MVPs. It did warm my heart that people saw something nasty and immediately jumped in to correct the foul behaviour. Happy holidays, everyone. A classic entitled parents story here, one that we've seen an iteration of many, many times. I just don't know what possesses these people. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Why? Why take someone else's stuff? Why do you need their bags in the first place? Just, if anything, buy your own ages ago. Or if not, just get them on the day. It's so weird. Like, for me, reading this is something that I would never, ever consider doing. Like, you would never even go to that length in your own mind. Like, your own inner monologue wouldn't go, oh, I wish I could steal her bags. Like, it just makes no sense to me. Some things are so outlandish that I would just never understand. But that is entitled people.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A crazy Karen followed me home. So, this happened a few years ago. For some context, I was a 22-year-old female, though I do have a baby face and could pass for 16, 17 years old easily. I had a Yamaha motorbike, 125cc, meaning it could easily go 70 miles an hour. My dad raced motocross and I've been riding bikes my whole life. He taught me all the road rules and safety do's and don'ts. So one day, I'm riding to visit my uncle who lived in the middle of nowhere, and the roads there are all 50 miles an hour and have extreme bends, and on each side of the road is a massive ditch. I'm going 55 miles an hour, only slowing when the bends are bad. Cue a Karen with 3 kids, all under 10, in the back, tailing me. And I mean tailing within a couple of feet to the back of my bike. I speed up to ignore her, and she pulls her minivan to the side of me and tries to force me to the edge of the road, which is just a ditch. I slow and let her pass, my heart racing as I barely kept my bike upright. You'd think this is where it ends, right? Nope. I was maybe a few miles from my uncle's at this point, and I have to go through a village high street to get there. As I'm going through, I see Karen. Her minivan is blocking the street, and she stood with her door open in the road, her arms out as she tries to stop me and force me off. I just managed to get past her as onlookers were yelling at her to stop. I go the last few streets to my uncle's and stop down the road, parking my bike and taking my helmet off. With a screech, Karen's minivan pulls up in front of me and she runs for me, screaming, "What the frick is wrong with you? You don't know how to drive?" When I just stare at her, she screeches again, "Only cars can drive in the road. Bikes have to drive on the side or pavement." Yeah, nope, that's so wrong. "That thing can't go fast enough to be on the road. You should have pulled over when I told you to. I'm gonna report you." At this point, I see my uncle coming outside, his eyes shifting between the Karen and me. Now, something to know about my uncle and me is that we are crazy close, both pranksters. Also, my uncle is 6 foot and not a small man. So, without skipping a beat, I put on a fake sad face and run to him, screaming in a terrified voice, "Daddy, this lady tried to grab me off my bike and followed me home." Now, where I live, you can get a provisional license before 18, meaning that I could have been a minor. Try not to laugh, my uncle puffs up his chest and yells out at the woman who had run after me and was now behind us, "You followed my little girl home? She's a child." Karen's face went white as she tried to defend herself, only for my uncle to interrupt her. As loud as he could, making sure every nosy neighbor had come out, he screams, "What are you? Some kind of pervert? I'm calling the police." Without blinking, Karen runs for her car, speeding off with three confused looking kids in the back. As soon as Karen was out of view, I told my uncle what happened and we both laughed as we went inside to see my aunt laughing as she'd watched the whole thing through the window. And there we go, saving the most crazy entitled people story for last. I don't really know what I've just read. All I have is the image of this Karen with her car door open, her hands out wide standing next to it, trying to stop a 125cc motorbike. How dumb can you be? If anything, if it wasn't illegal, I'd say just drive into her and see what happens then. See if she's still entitled after that. I mean, yeah, a little bit dark, but what's she going to do about it? She is the one that's standing in the middle of the road trying to stop oncoming traffic. She deserves it. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this one. Really hope you enjoyed it. It's good to be back. 2023 is going to be a big year for me and you, I hope, and for the channel. So yeah, get subscribed, get liking. I'll see you all tomorrow with a brand new one. And have a good start to your year.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.